Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host for Spiritual Hollywood, and I just want to give some gratitude out to Don Newsom and Seth over at BBS Radio for giving this wonderful platform to raise consciousness using Hollywood by providing us with Spiritual Hollywood. I have a wonderful guest for you this evening that you will truly enjoy for years to come. And she is a leader and visionary herself and the founder of Inspire Me Today, which is at www.inspiremetoday.com. Her name is Gail Goodwin. And when you go to her website, you will find an introduction and a hello greeting from Gail that she recorded, as well as a video that has her being interviewed by her wonderful husband, Daryl. And all kinds of other wonderful things, many, many luminaries. The site was born, actually launched in April of 2008, so it's less than a year old. And I am honored and very blessed and fortunate to be their luminary of the day on the website. So if you go there to inspiremetoday.com, you will see my picture. So I'm just thrilled to have been considered and interviewed for this wonderful show. And I'll give you some background on Gail. Gail Lynn Goodwin, founder of InspireMeToday.com, a website that features inspiration from the fields of health, wealth, spirituality, empowerment, couples and family, and IMT youth. Luminaries include Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Janet Atwood, The Passion Test, Michael Gerber, The E-Myth, Terry Tillman, renowned international speaker author, Les Brown, speaker extraordinaire, John Assaroff, The Secret, Hale Dwoskin, The Sedona Method, Dr. Joan Borisenko, I hope I didn't mess that up, mind-body connection expert, and hundreds more from various walks of life. Prior to InspireMeToday.com and after more than 20 years in the real estate investment industry, Gail was CEO of Dreaming Bear Music, a Nashville record label, as a result of the success of their co-penned song, Baby Come Back Home. She spent several years managing her daughter Carly's music career, and Gail accompanied her daughter to more than 100 bases in the U.S. and 3 trips to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where Carly performed for our troops in 2006. Gail and Carly created the world's longest letter, yes, that's right, the world's longest letter of love and support to our troops, the Baby Come Back Home Soldier Scrolls. The scrolls reached more than 18 miles in length when they were signed by Congress at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C., just a week before they left to deliver the scrolls to 18 bases on a month-long tour of Iraq and the Persian Gulf. Inspired by a Marine named Jesse, Gail returned to the U.S. and was determined to follow her dream to create Inspire Me Today. After nearly a year of preparation, Inspire Me Today was launched in April 2008. Less than a year old, InspireMeToday.com already reaches members worldwide in more than 80 countries. Gail's goal is to inspire the world one morning at a time and to help us reconnect each morning to the magnificence that we truly are. Gail believes that we all have the power to be, do, or create anything in our life. She created InspireMeToday.com to be your greatest cheerleader and brush the dust off of your wings so that you can fly even higher. Gail and her husband, Daryl, reside with their Samoyed puppy, Coda, in Boulder, Colorado. And without further ado, I'd like to bring on Gail Goodwin. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Katie. Thank you so very much for that amazing introduction and also for gracing Inspire Me Today with your smiling face today. We're delighted and honored to have you as our luminary for the day.
Well, thank you. I think this is entirely synchronistic, which I believe synchronicity is divinity showing off.
It was kind of planned, too, but hey, that's okay.
I sort of figured there was something going on in the background there.
Yep. We wanted to, you know, the night that I'm on your show seemed the best time for us to honor you and the luminary that you are by featuring you on the site so that you could direct your, if you're directing your guests to our site, they see your beautiful face right there.
Well, I just love the way you think, and I probably would have done the same thing because that's just the way it works, reciprocity. I'd like to invite our callers right now at this time to write down the phone numbers to call in if you feel so inspired to do it. It's toll-free in the USA only, 877-876-5227. That's the U.S. number. Toll-free in Canada is 888-815-9756, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. And I'll give those one more time, being that I was talking a bit fast. Toll-free in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. 5227. Toll free in Canada is 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Again, the website is www.inspiremetoday.com, all spelled out, no spaces. So Gail, I believe your bio really said a lot, and I want to ask you a question that's been on my mind ever since I first heard your voice.
Sure.
Where did you develop your voice? You have like a very good anchor, sort of announcer, voiceover type person voice. How did you do that?
You know, I think it's just what I was born with. From the time I was little, I have always loved to talk and communicate. When I was 2 years old, Katie, they actually wrote an article in my hometown paper labeling me the little chatterbox. And I grew up with this as a negative thing, not a positive thing of, well, why, you know, why are you telling me to be quiet? I have all these questions I want to ask. And I think that the quality of your life is really determined by the number of questions you ask.
I believe you're right, and boy, did you just validate me. Wow.
I mean, I don't know where the voice came from. I can just tell you that that's what comes out when I open my mouth and when I open my heart.
Right, and it's a resonance and a vibration because everything is frequency and energy. And being that we are on the airwaves on radio and you have a radio show, the sound of your voice really flatters the frequency in the airwaves that you're putting out. It's just a beautiful full circle kind of thing.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you. As,
yes.
As Les Brown affectionately put it at the end of our interview, I mean, he is one of the top five speakers worldwide, both income and impact for what he does in the world. And at the end of our interview, he said to me, we could make a fortune with a 1-900 number with you on it.
Wow.
I thought that was very funny, but it was his offhand, you know, silly way of saying the voice is great. And so it definitely works. And I think what it really is, Katie, is I love what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love interviewing people. I love just having a great time.
Yeah, that's very clear. And I really enjoyed our interview. I got to hear it today. And actually, there was one point where I cried because you just really welcomed me to open up my heart and let it all out, and I did. And it was an amazing time being on the show with you. And I was just telling Bonnie Eckert, your wonderful assistant colleague, that day, unbeknownst to anyone except me and my beloved John, is I was sick that morning, and I was just hardly able to speak. I had something going on with my throat, and I was feeling sad, and I had actually been crying. And when I did the radio show, I felt so renewed and had so much vitality and brand new that it completely healed whatever was going on with me.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that, Katie. You never would have known. I just certainly didn't pick up on that on my end.
Hmm.
And let's hope the same inspiration that you felt comes through from our interview to those that are listening.
I believe it will. And there's just, you know, I'm reading a book right now called Miracles of the Mind. And in that book, I'm learning all about remote viewing and ESP. And I learned that ESP is the first three letters in the word espionage for a reason. Because our country used remote viewing to find out what Russia was doing a few years back. And it's a very credible book written by a physicist and a healer. And the physicist who wrote it, I don't have the book in front of me, was diagnosed with cancer, and his x-rays came back just riddled with black spots all over them in places they shouldn't be. And he went to this healer, and he said, you know, I don't know what to do about this. The chemotherapy team are not available till after the first of the year. They say I've only got 6 weeks to live, and this is my plight, and I'm willing to do anything. And because he surrendered himself, this woman said, I want to do for you something that you've never done before. Are you willing? And he said, I am willing. And this is a physicist, a scientist.
Right.
And they're not known for being real open-minded about things like this that are esoteric in nature. And she said, what I'm going to do is change the host the disease lives in so that the disease will find you distasteful and leave. So she said, I want you to take up prayer. I want you to pray before you eat. I want you to pray before you go to bed. Pray when you wake up. I want you to say thank you. I want you to write a gratitude list. I want you to create a spiritual community where you actually ask people to pray with you and for you, and you give back to them by praying for them and with them. I want you to completely transform yourself into a person that this disease cannot recognize. He did that and never, ever went back to the doctor. He's still alive decades later, and the disease completely left. She told him they were just spots on an X-ray, and they had no meaning in his life, and he believed her. And he was healed. So Miracles of the Mind is a really incredible book that I'm reading right now that tells me you can heal any person anywhere on the planet if they are willing and you have your intention set. It doesn't matter how far away they are, as long as you're beaming your loving energy towards them and they're willing to receive it and be healed.
I couldn't agree with you more, Katie.
Absolutely.
I've been exposed to one miracle after the next. When people just claim their own divinity, I guess is the easiest way to put it, claim their connection to something bigger and beyond, and say, this disease is not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am bigger than this. And through that, I mean, if you break apart the word disease, it's dis-ease. It's
yep.
not at ease with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come into that wholeness of being at ease with your life, the dis-ease is no longer there.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people are just starting to awaken to the possibility of considering trying on the notion that maybe there's something to this.
Mm-hmm.
Even Western medicine is starting now to wake up more. Dr. Judith Orloff is an intuitive MD.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned through her work that I'm an intuitive empath, and that's why my life was very difficult. I felt everybody's feelings. And I didn't know that I didn't know I was doing that. So when I learned that that's what I was doing, I learned how to put up a shield around me and to release after I'd done a healing session with somebody. So I want to ask you, in your experience, Gail, in your life,
mm-hmm.
what is the greatest miracle that has ever happened for you that showed you unequivocally the power of your own mind and your own belief system?
Wow, Katie, that is a question that, had I had this question ahead of time, I probably would have thought of something else to tell you. But the very first thing that comes to my mind is something that I've shared this story with so few people, and some people will probably think I'm crazy when they hear this and, you know, look at this with disbelief. It was during 1987. It was during the harmonic convergence where, I don't know the metaphysics behind this, but I can just tell you that the planets lined up in a certain way to make certain energies available to us.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a group of friends. We had hiked up to the top of Mount Shasta in California. And this was in late August, as I recall. And if you know California in late August, it's hot, it's dry, it's dusty. You don't have piles of snow anywhere. I mean, it's hot. We got to the top of this mountain, realized all of our water bottles were empty, and we had hiked up a dry stream bed that was just dusty, dry rocks the whole way up for like 3 hours up to the top of this peak. Got to the top of this peak, and we were standing in meditation, holding hands and praying together on the top of this mountain. And the leader of our group said to the five of us that were assembled there, I want you to each bring something into your consciousness that you have the power to create. Know that you have the power to create anything right here, right now in your life. If you want it badly enough, if you visualize it strongly enough, and if you can hold it in your consciousness, do it now. In about 30 seconds, we all heard this roaring, and he starts laughing, looks at me and says, that was yours, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I was dumbfounded. I looked at him and said, I'm thirsty. We looked over, and the stream was roaring down the hill.
Wow.
And we have no idea to this day where the water come from. We were at the top of the stream, and it just appeared. We went over, and we filled our water bottles. We splashed, we drank, we played. We hiked the whole way back down along that stream, and when we got down to the parking lot, it went into the ground and stopped. And all of us just stood there with, how can this be possible?
Yeah.
But to me, it was one of those complete and total reminders that we are so much more than what we think we are.
Absolutely. And, you know, sharing that story, if you're going to share it anywhere, any place on the planet, BBS Radio is the place to share it. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.
There you go.
Yeah, and I appreciate that you shared that, and I completely agree with you. I have countless things like that in my own life that just would take too long to share, and I know the listeners out there who are listening to a show like this also have those times in their lives where they look back and just go, oh, my gosh, you know, I downplayed that because I couldn't really tolerate or handle the bigness of it. And, you know, who've heard you say what you just said, and they get, for their own situation, they had something equal or greater to what you just shared in their own lives. And it's been recognizing those things in yourself and your power that causes it to strengthen.
Exactly, but it's also kind of a scary thing when that first happens, when you don't realize that you are so much more than just this little human being. And when you tap into something like that for the first time, I mean, my initial reaction was one of shock and alarm of, and I mean, I tried to come through every logical thing. Well, sure, there was a snowbank and it melted, or we just didn't see it and it was coming around the corner. I went through every kind of left brain linear logical explanation I could possibly come up with, because science was my favorite subject.
Yeah.
I could not figure it out, neither could anyone with us. And that's when the gentleman, his name was Satnam Singh, when he looked at me and he just laughed at me. I mean, he just kept laughing at me saying, you'll get it, you'll get it.
That's wonderful. What great support. And, you know, you might as well have had a burning bush while you were at it.
Yeah, well, you know, had I been cold and needed the burning bush, who knows?
That probably would have happened.
Water.
Yeah, absolutely. I shared with our listeners last Tuesday when I had Gary Renard on the show, who would be a wonderful luminary for your show, as a matter of fact.
Just had.
His whole life changed during the harmonic convergence.
Yeah.
And
Gary and I chatted about that.
He did.
The luminaries on Inspire Me Today. I interviewed him about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wonderful. I love the synchronicity of this.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Stellar has a client you just interviewed, Lewis Lottman.
Oh, well, I adore him.
The Young Entrepreneur Society, the guest movie.
I adore him.
Yeah, he adored
Brilliant.
You too, and I just found
Brilliant
it so
guy.
Synchronistic. So, you know, the right people come to us at the right time, always, whether we know it or not or believe it or not. It just always turns out that way. And when you look back at hindsight and you see how the dots got connected, you see that it was coming the whole time. You just couldn't see it.
And it's so much easier, Katie, when we actually pay attention and expect it to show up, because then you don't miss it the first time or the second time and have to go through the same kind of experience or learning lesson 3 times.
Right, right. And I had Mike Dooley on my show. And then I went to a seminar. I don't know if I shared this with you. And I know Mike Dooley is one of your favorite luminaries from The Secret. And he has the notes from the universe. And one night I was, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I'd come from an event. I hadn't eaten all day. I don't eat pancakes. Forget about it. I won't do it. But I was craving them this night. So I made some homemade pancakes for myself. And I don't like to eat them. For one thing, it's carbohydrates, and I eat like much more cleanly than that. And when you put syrup on them, it's like you're pouring it on a sponge. And they just suck the syrup right up, don't they? I mean,
sure.
Totally become sponges. So, and I know that if I eat a pancake, I want that syrup running off it and not all stuck inside of it. So I'm sitting there, and the syrup, sure enough, got all in my pancakes, and I'm thinking to myself, should I put some more syrup on my pancakes? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I got no business eating these in the first place at this hour, and I sure don't need some more sugar. So I'm sitting there, and a note from the universe comes in. I click on it at my computer, and it says, Kate, you know there are many things in life that you know you want to do and you know you don't want to do, and right now I know you want to put more syrup on your pancakes. And you talk about being struck by lightning. That I was looking around for a camera, and honestly, that email came in, and when I had Mike Dooley on Spiritual Hollywood, I told him that story. He just got goosebumps and giggled and giggled. He said, I cannot even begin to tell you the stories I've heard of the notes from the universe being absolutely right on time for the right reason. And I actually, when he came to town for the seminar, I had breakfast with him the following day, and I had pancakes with the universe.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we brought it full circle.
I'm sure your show does the same thing as what Inspire Me Today does, as what Notes for the Universe does. I have comments each and every day, not only directly on my blog, but I put my email address out there to the world. But if anybody, you know, has a question or a problem or something they want to discuss with me, they're more than welcome to write to me personally.
Wonderful.
And I answer each and every one of those. So I get email every day from people out in the Twitterverse and the universe. I'm very big on Twitter. And it's really amazing how each and every day I get at least one or two from someone saying, thank God you wrote that blog. You wrote it just for me.
Mm.
Every day.
Mm.
And I don't know these people. I'm not writing. I'm writing what comes into my consciousness, what's in my heart and what needs to be poured out,
mm-hmm.
not, well, gee, that person in Kansas talked to me about maybe I should write this for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's no conscious thought, it's just what is.
Well, collective consciousness is sending that to you, and your audience lives inside of you.
And it definitely is working.
Absolutely. And what I was thinking when I was speaking about your voice and how lovely it is, I was thinking, being that you have the ability to record things like the greeting for the people at your website, how would it be if you were to record your blog every time you write?
Katie, it's really funny you should say that, because we've already started doing it, and they go live in about a week. Yeah,
I love it.
That because we have several of the members of our community are blind. And it
came
a request from two of our luminaries that are blind that have asked, rather than making me hear the computer voice reading your voice like this on, you know,
right.
that kind of thing,
yeah.
they've asked me, can't you just record this? And it was like, what a great idea.
Absolutely. And I was thinking, for all the people who are too busy and they're multitasking, they just turn it on and listen while they're doing 9 million other things on their computer.
Exactly.
So that's where I was coming from, but the blind is a wonderful reason, most definitely.
Yep. And I can guarantee it's not going to be verbatim if you listen to it and if you read it, because I'm just talking the story of what I'm feeling with
sure.
the emotion and the passion and whatever else in it, and it's not going to be the same as if I just read it.
Understood. And that's the I mean, there's no other way to do it.
Exactly. Well, I'm excited to share it in whatever way we can be of service, and I'm each and every time I'm truly humbled by the letters of appreciation and the emails that I get from the difference that it's making in someone's life, the same as your pancake story with Mike.
Right. He actually put that story on his website.
That's fun.
Yeah, and it's through Mike Dooley that I met my fiancé, John Steller. So at the seminar, we both showed up wearing kukui nuts around our necks and didn't get them from the same place at all, and I'd never seen any other person wearing them in L.A. for the year I'd been wearing mine. So I had to introduce myself, and that was how it happened. And he said, did you go to the Billionaire Boot Camp? And I said, what's that? And he sort of walked away like, okay, you don't know what I'm talking about. And he went his way, I went my way. And then Mike Dooley at breakfast the next morning said the best way to get Rhonda Byrne on my show would be call Joe Vitale's secretary, Suzanne Burns, and ask her for the PR person's information. So I did that. She gave me a name and number, and I cold called. I said, hi, I'm Katie Romero, talk show host of Spiritual Hollywood, and I had Mike Dooley on my radio show, and before I could say anything else, the voice said, well, I was just at his seminar on Sunday. I said, oh, so was I. Maybe you saw me. I was wearing a brown beret. He said, yeah, I saw you. I'm the guy in the kukui nuts.
Oh, funny. And
isn't
it? That's your sweetie?
That totally is, and there's a whole lot more to that story, and it's like, it was bigger than both of us, and, you know, the universe brought us together, which we call Mike Dooley because he has his notes from the universe.
Of course.
And I spell universe, Y-O-U.
Yeah, does this mean you're serving pancakes at the wedding?
I don't know. We might. We're going to have to be whole grain, though. I'm going to need to shift it.
With lots of extra syrup.
Yeah, or some agave nectar or honey.
That's funny.
Yeah. So definitely the universe is invited, for sure. We're getting married by Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith at Agape during one of their services.
That's wonderful.
Which comes full circle because we met through The Secret. So I know that you have luminaries on your show that are very mainstream. Jack Canfield was on my show also a few weeks back, and it was just delightful because, like you, you know, he's been in your life for years. He reparented me for the 2 years that I was just working on myself before I met my beloved. I had to become my own beloved. And I used Jack Canfield's teachings, the success principles, for a couple of years. I would go on my hikes and listen to him on my iPod and just, you know, hike vigorously and listen to this and get it into my tissues, and it really made such a difference to me. And I know you have very well-known luminaries on your show. What about the ones who are the ones in the small town and they're doing something incredibly amazing in their neighborhood, and you know, and you put them in the limelight so that people can find out what they're doing that would encourage, you know, people who are going through certain things. You know, you just trust yourself, I'm sure you do, as to who you feel called to put on the show on what date and time. How do you find the people in the smaller towns who aren't well-known, who are just, you know, your average person who's out there shifting and changing their neighborhood, their community all by themselves?
You know, Katie, it's a great question. And the easiest way I can answer that is I don't. They find me.
Hmm.
And in all honesty, we've we've got a friend in Peter Shankman who has a website called helpareporter.com, and so we use that to put it out that we're looking for luminaries. And it's like somebody's cousin's uncle's sister saw it, and, you know, it's like five people removed till it gets to someone, and then they email me. And we've had people on recently. I mean, some of these just blow me away, and they're not household names like Jack Canfield, you know, stature would be. And, I mean, I love Jack, and I'm thrilled to have someone that big on Inspire Me Today.
Mm-hmm.
We also have 7-year-old Sammy Fitzgerald from Dallas, Texas, who wrote a book called Fish Sticks and Blue Jeans, Being Grateful for Everything in Your Life.
Oh, my gosh.
She teaches gratitude seminars full-time. She's homeschooled, but she teaches gratitude seminars to other kids all throughout schools in Texas.
And she's 7.
She's 7, and she's like 3 feet tall. She's a tiny little sprite of a thing, and she's absolutely adorable. And when I ask Sammy the question, like, Sammy, what do you do when you have, you know, just have a bad day and you wake up grumpy and you've got too much homework and, you know, the adversity of life? And she said, oh, that's easy, cartwheels.
Cartwheels.
And I said, what do you mean? And she said, now, come on, when's the last time you did a cartwheel? And can you do a cartwheel without laughing? It's impossible. And so it's just the simplicity and the beauty that these are just great reminders to bring us back to what really matters. Or people like Tawana Williams, this just unbelievable spirit of a woman. She's in her early 40s. She's a mom. She was born with no arms. And back then in the 60s when this happened, JFK was president, her mom wrote to President Kennedy and said, I don't know what to do with this baby. JFK, within a week, got back to her, made arrangements. She lived at the hospital until she was 4 years old, and the hospital paid for everything. But she tells a story when she came home, and she had her prosthetic arms on. She came home for the very first time when she's 4. She walks into the neighborhood, and there's this, you know, tough guy, 10-year-old boy, tossing a basketball up in the air going, bet you can't do this. She reaches over with her teeth and undoes the strap on her left arm, and it falls to the ground. Does the same thing to the right arm. Looks at him and says, bet you can't do that. So, I mean, she took what she could do, she couldn't do, and focused on that. And it's just one after the next. So it's people from physical disabilities to life-threatening diseases to have been in accidents to have been a normal person, you know, living in Iowa as a housewife who invented something or did something or, you know, the guy, Dan Lauer, who did water babies from growing up playing with water balloons in his household where they couldn't afford dolls, and his sisters made dolls out of water balloons.
He
invented and has, it's the best-selling doll next to Cabbage Patch in history.
Right.
You know, so it's entrepreneurial success. It's just people that are making a difference in their community. Emily Schreiber, she's 13 years old. In the last 2 years since being diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, she's raised $1.4 million.
Wow.
I mean, these people are incredible people.
Right.
So to me, it's like, you know, I had a friend ask me, what do you do on days that you get down? And I just burst out laughing and said, when do I have time to do that? I'm always talking to people that are uplifting the world with their stories. It is such an honor and such an inspiration, and I truly believe that I have the greatest job on the planet.
Wow. You do have, I mean, it's like, I'm a firm believer. I believe, as you know from the interview we had, that you can be, do, and have anything that you choose, no matter what's going on around you, no matter where you come from, no matter what it looks like. And you don't have to get anywhere. You can just start right now by shifting your thoughts. And as simple as that sounds, it really is that simple. And, you know, it's like we all get down and we all feel bad and some people just have neurotic guilt. I know I'm guilty of that myself at times. Neurotic guilt is where you just turn, if you've had a hard time in your life, you tend to turn those feelings that you felt towards someone else on yourself, because feeling them towards that person couldn't make any difference to them and make them treat you differently. So you start turning those feelings on yourself, and that becomes neurotic guilt. You know, having Inspire Me Today and all the different luminaries that you have on, and somebody's just clicking through the different archives, comes upon something where, you know, they're not in therapy, they're not in recovery, they're not in treatment, they don't know what's wrong, they just feel bad, they don't know why, and then they hear someone say, well, that's neurotic guilt, that doesn't belong to you. You're just bringing your own bad feelings about that situation in on yourself because you know you can tolerate it. And it's just a way to, you know, abuse yourself. And a lot of people do things like that. I'm using that as an example because that's what's coming out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's someone out there right now who needs to hear that. And I know that you've got people on your show who say things like that and who bring light to conditions like that where people are suffering and they don't even know why they're suffering. And they listen to your show and they hear some nugget of wisdom where it just shifts their entire life.
You know, Katie, I think part of the beauty of this is that we are so diverse and so eclectic that somebody can come and find traditional motivational inspiration from somebody like a Janet Atwood or a Jack Canfield. Or if they want, you know, if they've just been diagnosed with cancer and they're scared, come listen to Bernie Siegel, Love, Medicine, and Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Or Joan Borisenko, who really talks about the mind-body connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on what it is. Or if you're having trouble with your spouse, Gay and Katie Hendricks rock the world. I mean, those two are amazing.
Right.
And so you can come here and get whatever it is. And I'm of a firm belief that if you listen to us each day for a week, you're hooked because somebody in that week, they are all so different that somebody is really going to touch you and help you get from where you are to where you want to be. And
right.
That's really what it's all about is we grow up so many of us, I think, have grown up thinking that we're out to conquer the world and it's us against the world, when instead, in reality, we're all here in the same playing field, in the same stadium, for each other. We're all on the same team. We're not competitive. We're cooperative. And when you shift that in your thinking, things show up. And when you need something, ask for it. You'd be amazed how people will open their hearts, open their wallets, open their Rolodexes and their resources to help you find your dream if only you share it and ask.
Mm. I know at the bottom of your emails you send out, there's a P.S. Do you mind if I read that to our listeners?
No, go right ahead.
It says, for more than a decade, I have signed all of my emails with hugs. This comes with a high degree of personal respect for you, but also from my belief that we are all connected and need a lot of hugs each day for optimal health. So just in case you haven't had your daily dose of hugs yet today, I'm sending a virtual hug to you with appreciation for who you are and what you do to make this world a better place. How did you come up with that?
You know, it's kind of funny that you would ask that, Katie, because I have done this, I'll bet it's nearing 20 years, and this was pre-email when I was still, you know, on my IBM desktop typing out letters in business, in my real estate business, and it just came from, what would I want to receive? You know, you get into the very truly yours, warm regards, none of that means anything. I mean,
fondly.
To me, it's so rote, it's so standard, it's so, get real with me, open your heart to me. And I can remember when I first started writing this, people would write back to me and say, I can't believe you wrote hugs. I loved it.
Mm.
And just recently, it's funny, when we were working on the trip to Iraq, I was dealing with the Assistant Secretary of Defense at the Pentagon. And I sent an email and I copied a friend of mine who also sat in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I signed it, Hugs, Gail, and had the standard that I always have on there. He called me like 15 minutes later going, I can't believe you wrote to the Secretary of Defense of the United States government and you signed your email, Hugs?
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, you know what? I'm sorry, but it's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what I do. It's what I believe. And it's who I am from that very deepest core of me.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, about an hour later, I got an email back from the Assistant Secretary of Defense saying, I have to tell you, your email was the most refreshing email I've gotten because of how you signed it.
Mm.
And I thought, you know what? It goes to show that I don't care if it's a CEO, a CFO, I don't care what letters you have behind your name.
Mm-hmm.
You are still a spiritual being in a human body here like all the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we all need love.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Right. And one thing, as I was asking you a question earlier about the greatest miracle in your life, and you said, had you been prepared for that question, you could have thought of something else. Well, the way that I guess you're able to see that by now, halfway through the interview, is I don't pre-send questions. I trust whatever it is that comes out of me, and my guests generally,
I think it's great, Katie.
Learn to trust themselves
through,
you know, the first thought that comes to your mind is the truest one.
Oh, of course it is.
And that's why I like to ask questions without preparing somebody for it. And I have another one for you.
Bring it on.
Okay. What acronym for hugs are you really trying to say when you sign your name that way?
I've never looked at it that way.
I think it's time.
Hmm. humanity uniting the globe.
I like that.
I mean, to me, to hug someone is to wrap your arms around them, to put your heart against their heart, and to embrace them, to be vulnerable enough and open enough. So many of us walk around in life with our arms crossed, and if you watch people in meetings, they're sitting there with their arms crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Body language is saying, you're not getting in here. You are not welcome in my world. And instead, the embrace is an exact opposite. It takes down all your defenses. It makes you vulnerable. And it allows love to transpire.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is what hugs is all about.
And what was it you said would be the acronym?
Humanity. Us. Uniting the whole globe.
And there's an S spiritually?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I got happiness unconditionally grows spirituality.
Well, that works too.
Or something. And I always look at things as acronyms. Like your hugs has always been intriguing to me because I know that you're a warm person. I know you love that heart connection. I know that it's about an actual physical hug. And I also know that there's a deeper thing in you that makes you do that because not everybody does that. So I always look at the word and make it into an acronym or wonder what did that person mean when they wrote that. So, for instance, let's say, and I'll just say a few others before I tell you the main one that I like best of acronyms. Okay, ego is, the acronym is edging God out. Fear, F-E-A-R, is could be false evidence appearing real, and I've changed that to feeling excited and ready. And then there's the word Satan, which is seeing all things as negative. And so when I see hugs, I really felt the warmth of what you mean by it in a different way. So that's why I ask about an acronym.
Right. No, I appreciate you sharing that. I'll give some more thought to that after this call, but that's I've never associated acronyms with that in that way.
Well, the word Gail. I mean, I'm just, it's like your name, your inspire me today. I recently made acronyms out of my name and my beloved's name, our first, middle, and last, and came up with our mission statement, if you can believe it.
That's
and
awesome.
And it's a really powerful, harmonic, energetic, vibrational thing to do.
Very interesting. You know, it's funny that you bring this up, Katie, because I had a gentleman in Indonesia write me an acrostic poem using the words or the letters from of my name, G-A-I-L-L-Y-N-N-E, and then Goodwin. And then he also did it with Inspire Me Today, and he put it to music and sent me this file. And it was like, oh, my goodness. I mean, that's kind of humbling when somebody in Indonesia writes a song about your site and writes a song about your name because they're so inspired by what it is you're doing.
That's beautiful.
It was so humbling. I mean, I wrote to this guy and just said, you know, you're making me cry. Stop it. Talk to me. Where's this coming from?
That's very kind, very sweet, and you deserve it.
No, but it's just, it's so humbling to know that not only is it getting the whole way to Indonesia, but it's touching someone in that profound of a way that they're moved to do something like that.
Sure. And isn't it wonderful to see how powerful you are that you could cause that kind of feeling over there?
No, all I'm doing is putting it out, Katie. It's not me. It's coming.
I understand, and I agree with you 100% because I'm the vessel too. And when I learned that something I've said on the show has made a difference to somebody, I'm just forever changed because it is humbling.
What we're here for.
Totally.
To reach out and hug and help one another.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of hugging, I have a question for you. There are some people in the world who are like I'm sure you see a lot of people and hug a lot of people and meet a lot of people and make great friendships and relationships with a lot of people, and it doesn't take someone very long to know you to become one of your friends, maybe for a lifetime. When you meet somebody, Gail, like at a seminar or something like that, and you reach out to hug them and they pull back, what would you do about that?
I guess I read it first, and there are some situations where if someone's standing there with his hands in his pocket or his arms crossed, he's not somebody I'm just going to walk up and try to hug because he's not ready for it.
Right.
It would not be accepted, and the last thing I want to do is be offensive and put my belief system on anyone, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got to be something that is warm, and usually it's something that, in a case like that, I will wait until he tries to shake my hand, and I would shake his hand and be very respectful of that, and that may be it. Not everyone gets a hug, but if I feel that there's a, you know, a deep eye connection or a heart connection, or I really felt I really like this person,
mm-hmm.
when it's time that normally in, you know, Western tradition we would shake someone's hand, I would say, I really don't shake hands. May I give you a hug?
Mm.
They're like, are you kidding? Bring it on. You know, I don't think, I've only ever had, I can think of in recent, like in the last couple of years, one gentleman that at the very end when I extended my hand because I wasn't sure how to read him,
mm-hmm.
he took two steps back, put his hands in his pocket and said, I'm Orthodox Jewish and I'm not permitted to touch you.
Wow.
And he said, but you may hug my, or shake my wife's hand.
Mm.
And I said, I'd be delighted to. And I ended up, she came over and hugged me.
Mm.
And we, but that's, you know, it was being very respectful and honoring his culture and his custom.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I told him, you know, I'm still beaming you the same love that you would have, even if I can't touch you, because it's not about touch.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being open, being vulnerable, and being there for someone else.
And that's what your virtual hugs are doing.
Exactly.
Right. And they're
we're actually right now, Katie, doing something online where we're going to have, probably within the next few weeks, where you'll be able to come to Inspire Me Today and send a virtual hug to someone.
Aw, and you can do that for the military people.
We can do that for anyone in the world,
right.
Anywhere.
Wonderful.
I mean, this whole thing, it, you know, it's funny how God kind of just sends you little wake-up calls along the way when you're on the right track and when you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on that very first, the very first base we visited in Iraq was a very remote place called Al-Qaim. And Al-Qaim is right, it's about 3 miles from the Syrian border in western Iraq. After my daughter's concert, this young boy, and he had just turned 19, came up to me and asked for a mom hug. He walked up to me, and he, you know, it was so sweet, and I'll never forget this night, Katie, because he walked up, and you could tell he was shy, and he was hesitant to ask me, and he walked up and said, excuse me, ma'am, could I ask a huge favor, ma'am? And I just looked at him and smiled and said, you don't need to call me ma'am, but of course you can. And he said, actually, ma'am, I do, ma'am. I have to call you ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, what's your favor? And he just looked at me and said, it's been 9 months and 4 days since I've been touched. Could I please have a mom hug?
Mm.
And I just, you know, of course, you know, come here. And as I'm melting in this guy, you know, hugging this young kid, this 19-year-old boy, the thing that where I lost it and where I had the tears coming is when he just said, I don't want to let go because you smell like home.
Mm.
And, you know, he lived in a ditch out in Iraq for 30 to 40 days at a time.
Mm.
And when I asked him, how do you do this? How do you spend? I mean, I couldn't be 30 to 40 days in my house by myself,
mm-hmm.
let alone in a ditch in Iraq, 3 miles from the Syrian border in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
He reaches back in his backpack, pulls out his iPod, and says, I'm always looking for good inspiration, ma'am.
Mm.
And it was like, I mean, I literally looked up at the ceiling and said, okay, God, I heard it. I got it. Because I had had the name Inspire Me Today booked back in 2004, but didn't do anything with it because I was traveling with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of those, you know, when God speaks, you know, at certain times you have to pay attention, otherwise it's going to keep on coming back.
Right. Oh, yeah, I do know that.
And I think it's kind of funny how it comes full circle that hugs were a part of that as well, and that's what brought me back to inspiration.
Interesting.
So it's a very integral part of who I am and who Inspire Me Today is because of Jesse's hug request.
Mm. That's amazing. And you also do coaching, is that correct?
I do not.
You don't do coaching?
I do not do coaching.
Hmm.
I just don't have the time for it. I mean, we do masterminds, and so I run mastermind groups for very small select groups of people, not more than 8 in a group. And that's the only kind that I do is very high-intensity mastermind where we talk every Tuesday for an hour with the group, and then every quarter we get together for a few days.
Oh, okay, looking on your website under tools and resources.
Well, we have coaching available through Inspire Me Today, but I personally do not do the coaching.
I see. Okay, so it wouldn't be with you.
Yeah,
it would be with a referral.
Depending on what somebody wants, if they want business or if they want relationship or if they want whatever topic is true to their heart, we refer them to our inspirational luminaries who are more than qualified to handle this.
Mm-hmm. Well, the mastermind sounds amazing. What would a person need to do to be a part of that?
Well, you could just come to Inspire Me Today, look under the resource section, click on mastermind, fill out that little form, and it comes directly to my email box, or you could just email me at Gail, G-A-I-L, at inspiremetoday.com,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be happy to send you information.
Wonderful. And that's a get-together quarterly?
It is. It's actually every 4 months.
Every 4 months. And is that in Colorado?
No, actually, it's never been. Well, I take that back. We had one in Colorado. The last one we did was in St. Lucia. So it could be anywhere in the, you know, North America, I guess I would say, and then we had one down in the Caribbean, one in California. So we look at which group, where the geography of where the people are that are in that group, and we'll plan three for the year around the area that those three or those people encompass.
Okay.
So it can be anywhere.
That's wonderful, and I can only imagine the sparks that fly when you get together.
Oh, you know, it's amazing, Katie. It's just nonstop. We've got a, you know, pretty structured way that we work this, that everybody gets their time. But imagine, it's like you have your own highly qualified board of directors, and if you say, I have this idea and I want to do X, I want to build a purple widget, and this purple widget's never been built by anybody else and I have no idea where to start.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people in this room that have, yeah, I think the last time we added it up and it was 320 years of business experience.
My gosh.
And so you're tapping into that global mind. I mean, it was Andrew Carnegie that actually, I guess he's the one that took Benjamin Franklin's junta, which was his group that he started, and then Carnegie was the one that really, he attributed his entire success to Mastermind.
Mm.
And it was really interesting. Carnegie had a group of six guys he hung out with every Saturday night for dinner. Well, the two of them that also did the same kind of, you know, massive success that he did was Hertz of the Yellow Cab Company and Wrigley of Wrigley Gum.
Right.
They were his Saturday night drinking buddies, you know, so it worked out really well for him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same principles of, imagine that, you know, you take one and one. Most people think you get two. I think when you take one and one, you get 11.
Mm.
Because it creates something bigger than both of you that you can't even imagine. It's funny that we're talking about this because I have a mastermind call. I have an idea for a new concept and a new project for Inspire Me Today that I am, like, jumping up and down. I am so excited. It came to me this past Saturday. I can't tell you what it is quite yet, but I tell you it has a whole lot to do with hugs.
Oh.
And we've got a mastermind call at 9 o'clock tonight with six people to just sit and brainstorm and kick this around of what does this look like and how do we implement this and shoot a hole in this theory. What do you not like about this? And so we're really kind of kicking the tires on this before we send this out into the world, knowing that most of the questions that people will ask, somebody in this group is going to think of, and we can have an answer before we ever even put it out.
Yes, that's wonderful.
So you have a better chance of succeeding when you pick the minds of those that are smarter than you are. You know, it was either Yale or Harvard. It was one of the Ivy League schools actually did a study and proved that your income, Katie, will be the average of your five closest business associates.
Yeah, I've just been saying that to people lately, and my stepson is one of them who just heard it. You know, his grade point average will either go higher or lower depending on the five people he spends the most time with.
And, I think it is also attitude. I think your attitude in life. So if you're hanging out with people that are like Eeyore instead of Tigger, that are walking around going, man, the sky is falling and we're in this economic downturn and blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Right.
Change who you hang out with.
Yep.
If you want to change your life, look around you. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. Just look around you. And if you're hanging out with people that are cooler and more successful than you are, guess where you're going.
Right, right. And I also just came clear yesterday that that we, all of us do this, we all do this. We tell ourselves lies about each other, about ourselves. We tell ourselves lies about us, ourselves, like I can't do that, or I'm not strong enough, I'm not talented enough, I'm not gifted enough to do that thing, which is a lie because we can all do whatever we put our mind to doing. And when you stop telling yourself lies about yourself, then your whole world around you changes, because if you change the main character of your story, the whole story changes.
Totally and completely.
And
that's the beauty of it. And, you know, I guess the question I would have is, one of my girlfriends, Nikki, thought about this. She had an idea for something she wanted to launch. And the first thing that comes into most people's minds is, oh, not me. I couldn't do that. It's not me. And she said, wait a minute. I'm going to stand up and claim this. Why not me?
Good.
She wrote, why not me, on 20 different yellow stickums and stuck them all over her house. They were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So she had constant reminders. Every room she went into, every time she brushed her teeth, every time she went into the bathroom, every time she went to the kitchen sink, why not me? She became so empowered by that. She launched this company and said, okay, God, I'm going to make a deal. I'm going to give 100% of the profits of this away because this, I'm already doing fine. this is an idea I have because I want to be of service to the world and I think I can make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 years, she gave away $7.4 million to orphan charities around the world.
Wow.
And all of that she attributes to three words. Why not me?
What was it she did to conjure that?
She actually, it's an internet idea that she did that I can't go into it with more detail, but it was an internet idea.
That's fine. The inspiration about what she did would be good for our listeners to share.
She took people with large lists, with double opt-in email lists, and people with products and matched the two together.
Wow!
And so it was a phenomenal idea of she didn't have a product, she didn't have a list, she didn't have anything. All she said was, well, who do I know that does have this, and who do I know that does have that?
Mm-hmm.
And what if I matched them up? What could happen then?
Wonderful.
And that magic kicked in a huge way for her, and she just attributes it to, you know, this is what the universe wanted, and all these kids now have a place to stay and food to eat because she was able to fund it from asking, why not me? So
that's
I guess
fun.
I would ask each and every one of the listeners, why not you?
Mm-hmm.
What dream are you holding? And imagine if Edison or if Helen Keller or Henry Ford or those kind of people that truly impacted our lives, what if they had said, it's not mine. It's not for me. It's not my idea. I'm not going to do it. I'm not good enough. I'm not thin enough. I'm not smart enough. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They would have held back that dream, and it would have impacted our life. So I guess the question I'd leave to our listeners is, what dream do you have in your heart? You know, mine was Inspire Me Today, and I know that if I hadn't done this, there are people that would have missed it.
Mm-hmm.
What dream do you have, and who's waiting for you to go make it happen?
Right, and that's www.inspiremetoday.com. Please visit that website and get involved and listen to your inspirational morning cup of coffee every day at Inspire Me Today. And you have subscriptions for the year. And also, I believe I saw a trial subscription.
All kinds of goodies. Come to the site, check it out. Everything's there. And if you have questions, feel free to use that email. Email me at gail@inspiremetoday.com. We're really here for you to be your greatest cheerleader and let you know that you are magnificent. Let us know how we can help.
Well, I can vouch for you writing back because you return every email I send for whatever reason I'm sending it, and you just must be at your computer constantly.
That's the beauty of iPhones. I can be sailing, I can be anywhere, and I can answer my email.
Wow, that's wonderful. I have a Trio, which is like a BlackBerry, and it allows me to be out and about doing whatever I need to do, taking care of everything I need to take care of.
Perfect.
But I believe an iPhone gives you a lot more bells and whistles and things that, like, you can upload files and look at websites and things like that. So that's really wonderful that you made yourself so unstoppable. And we've got 2 minutes left in the Spiritual Hollywood Hour, and I'd like you to just elaborate, if you could, Gail, and I know you can, off the cuff about your feelings about gratitude.
Everything in your life, and I mean everything, starts with gratitude. When I get up in the morning, Katie, as soon as I'm consciously aware that my eyes, I'm awake, okay, it's morning. As soon, in that very moment, the first thing I'll do is I've trained myself, what am I grateful for this morning? And it's one thing after the next, my husband, my dog, the sunshine, my health, my body, you know, whatever it is, the exciting things, the magic that I know that is coming into my day today that I can't even fathom yet because it hasn't arrived. But I know it's like I've got presents waiting on my doorstep, and I'm grateful for them. And from that point, and even if, you know, if your car's been repossessed and you've been kicked out of your house, I don't care how bad it is, there is always something in your life to be grateful for, even if it's only the fact that you're alive and able to be grateful. And from that point, everything starts to flow. Everything. And when I step out of bed, the first foot is thank, the second foot is you. Every single morning is just thank you, thank you. And the more you find things to be grateful for, the more good will show up in your life. It's this beautiful, beautiful circle. And it's just the most phenomenal secret, I think, in the world. If I was to have one thing that I would teach people to do, it's the art of gratitude.
Absolutely, and it's like the law of gravity. It works every time as long as we remember to use it. And that's it for our hour for Spiritual Hollywood, and that went by so fast. Thank you, Gail Lynn Goodwin, for being my guest this evening and for all the great work you're doing out in the world. we so appreciate you, and we just are so excited for your future, and everything you touch is turning to gold, and that will not stop. That will only continue and multiply. And blessings, blessings, blessings to you and all you're doing and everyone in your life that's supporting that. And if you need anything from me, you let me know.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. And I just want to remind everybody, it's not impossible. It's I'm possible. And the last six letters of attraction are action. So go create the life that you can love and show the world that you can have, do, and be anything that you choose as well. InspireMeToday.com. Please go visit that website, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Woohoo! Thank you, Katie.
Woohoo!
Thank you, listeners.
You bet.